Fans of director Paul Thomas Anderson, and they're a devoted bunch, sometimes have to be patient waiting for his next feature. But when they arrive, Anderson delivers in a big way. Think of the splash he made with Magnolia in 1999, or Boogie Nights, or There Will Be Blood. Epic films, taking on big ideas in big and original ways. For his latest film, another project that looks impossible on paper, adapting a book by the notoriously reclusive novelist Thomas Pynchon.
I need your help, Doc.
Doc Sportello is an L.A. private detective, the protagonist of the novel and now the film Inherent Vice.
I have an office now. That's like a day job and everything.
Joaquin Phoenix plays the pothead, hippie detective at the center of the 70s story. After Doc's ex-girlfriend shows up, he finds himself on the trail of what might be a massive conspiracy. Paul Thomas Anderson says he's a huge fan of Thomas Pynchon, and he got his hands on the book as soon as it came out.
Like when any of his new books come out, which is very rare, actually, you just buy the amount of time it's going to take, you know, from your spouse, from your family. You hang a do not disturb sign on the door, and you tuck into the book. And I remember thinking, I don't know how to do this, you know, but really thinking, I've got to figure out how to do it.
And so what was it about the story, the way that Pynchon told it, that grabbed you and made you think, I got to at least try to make this?
Well, there's the easy stuff, like a great central character, a great hero who has a good sense of humor, who has a great desire to do good.
This is our protagonist, the stoner detective,
Doc Sportello. Doc Sportello, who is sentimental, who is still shocked and surprised at all the bad that is happening around him to his people, the hippies, his country. And there was a great dynamic between this stoner hippie detective and this civil rights violating LAPD detective, Bigfoot.
And I want to talk about these characters a bit more because maybe it's easier than talking about the plot, which is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Well, our protagonist, Doc Sportello, the stoner detective, what were you looking for in the actor that could bring this guy to life? Because he's quite a character.
He is quite a character, and Joaquin is deeply funny. I know people wouldn't expect they think he's weird or whatever, or he's a serious, brooding actor, but that's so far from the truth.
He can communicate this humor in this really understated kind of way, just with a slight gesture.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of good face ingredients going on.
Yeah,
you know, he has impulse control problems. You know, sometimes that any good detective should probably keep his cards very close to his vest and sort of take information in and not reveal that it's important or not. Doc Sportello has a hard time not reacting in gigantic, over the top ways to new pieces of information that come his way.
And then his foil, Bigfoot Bjornsson, the hippie hating cop, Josh Brolin. On his own makes this worth the price of admission. How did you work with him in creating Bigfoot?
Well, when you have a book as your Bible that you're going back to, that's the work, constantly underlining it, constantly looking at different things that Pynchon has written here and there. And you hope to kind of catch a line that will really kind of reverberate. There was a line about Bigfoot's air of possessed melancholy, which that says it all. You know, that kind of can instantly do away with any, you know, sort of unnecessary actor-director dialogue that you have between yourself. You just take a line like that and you go, that's something to play.
Okay, well, so far we have murder. Kidnapping. We can work in pirates if it would make you more comfortable. Either way, it's high profile.
Yeah, but given your history of harassment with my client, this will never make it to trial.
No, I think we could probably take this all the way to trial, but with our luck, you know, the jury pool will be 99% hippie.
When it comes to adapting the book, first off, I can't imagine that Thomas Pynchon would let just anybody adapt one of his books. Was it difficult getting the rights?
It was very straightforward. It was represented by an agent. The request was accepted, and it was all very straightforward. But that's not to say that it wasn't lost on me that we were the first people to do this, to adapt a Pynchon novel. So I took that as a vote of confidence in our direction.
And then I've got to imagine adapting a Thomas Pynchon novel is tough. How did you approach that?
I approached it in the most straightforward but laborious way I could come up with. I transcribed the dialogue, you know, write it out like a script. Doc says this, Shasta says this, Doc says this, and on and on and on. And there were multiple times when I thought, why don't I just call the publisher and get a PDF and cut and paste this on the computer? But there was something about typing it out again that made me get to know the book, you know, really deeply. It was funny just how simple it all started to seem at a certain point, you know, because people talk about this movie being convoluted and complicated, and there's all that, but that's all just sort of window dressing to keep it entertaining and fun, because underneath it, the points do connect, and they're actually not that complicated.
Well, we have this cartoon version of Pynchon, you know, the recluse. And I say cartoon, he's actually been on The Simpsons, funnily enough. Did you have any contact with him? Did you work with him at all? Talk to him as you're bringing this together?
No. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, but maybe I don't know. You know, it's like there's famous stories.
What does that mean?
You know, well, there's a famous story of B. Traven was another writer who nobody knew who he was and nobody had seen him. And he wrote the book that The Treasure of Sierra Madre is based on. And the rumor goes that, like, you know, down in Mexico, John Huston would get pages mysteriously slipped under his door by, you know, by who? Maybe from B. Traven, you know. Or that they'd be shooting on some street in Mexico and they'd look over and see some mysterious man in a hat and sunglasses watching from a distance. That was that B. Traven? Who knows? So,
wait, are you Thomas Pynchon?
Exactly. Are you Thomas Pynchon? Exactly right. I mean, obviously, he's a flesh and blood person who exists, who wrote a book, you know. But he spent a lot of his life or his entire professional career deciding, I don't want to be a part of whatever the spotlight is. And that's groovy with me. I think that's a good way to go.
Director Paul Thomas Anderson's new film, based on the Thomas Pynchon novel, is Inherent Vice. It's out right now in New York and Los Angeles and comes out nationwide next month. Paul Thomas Anderson, thank you so much. Real fun speaking with you.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you.